JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Tower, that's what happens when it doesn't rain a lot, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, New Zealand company announcements continue this week as we await the delivery of the budget. Just in the background, NZIER told us yesterday that household and businesses are more cautious, post-election rebound and confidence activities being unwind. Today we get the release of the ANZ Business Outlook. That, I think, will confirm those NZIER findings. But yes, Tower Insurance yesterday released results for the first half year to 31 March 2024. Look, it's described as a strong result, and I think that's an apt description. Underlying net profit after tax of $36.6 million, $36 million reported profit, and that compares to last year when they reported a $5 million loss. I don't really want to remind everyone on a day when we might not be able to go outside and all because it's windy and we can't get over the harbour bridge, but last year's half result included the Auckland floods and Cyclone Gabrielle, which were catastrophic events for insurers. Towers say that 97% of claims associated with those events have now been closed, so it is fast being consigned to history. An important metric for insurers is what they call gross written premium, $291 million. That's up 20% on last year, so that's you'll have noticed that in your insurance premiums. That in turn, though, has gone to mitigate the impacts on Tower of inflation. And here's one for you, Mike, of crime.
Exactly.
Isn't it shocking? And more importantly, increased reinsurance costs, so offlaying their risk. Tower have moved to more specific pricing, so where is your house, for instance. Since February, the share price has lifted from 60 cents to now 82 cents, so shareholders are seeing strong gains since then. I would say they put aside, I think, $45 million to cover those sort of catastrophic events this year. I don't believe they've used any of that yet, so that potentially goes to the bottom line, if in fact the weather continues to be not inclement.
Okay, and then we come to Adrian with yet another idea.
So this is the RBNZ debt-to-income limits. Now, we've talked about it quite a lot. They will be here in July. Now, the RBNZ yesterday confirmed the details. I don't think there's any surprise in there. I think it's consistent with previous proposals and communications. So these kick in on July the 1st. They're not initially binding. There's sort of a period in which everybody gets used to the new system before they become binding. But basically, banks will be allowed to lend up to 20% of their residential loans to owner-occupiers with a debt-to-income ratio of over 6, and investors will be at 7. So the thing is, Mike, I think we just need to put down some of the fear out there. Banks can still lend to you above that level. They will just restrict the amount of lending that they can do. At the same time, the loan to valuation ratios will be eased. This probably doesn't affect monetary policy. So look, let's just say your household income is $125,000. The bank will have to include your loan in their 20% cap if you are going to live in the house and you want to borrow more than 6 times that. Now, it might mean that things at the margin, investors who've got, you know, say from higher income areas, they may be attracted to properties in lower value areas. That's sort of at the margin. But a couple of things. The RBNZ do intend that these debt to income ratios are not adjusted through the housing cycle. So if housing prices go up, they are potentially more restrictive, so they will act as almost sort of a brake on the increase in house prices. And I would say, if you are interested in this or if you're concerned about this, go to the RBNZ website, search it up. They've got worked examples in there so you can see actually how it works in practice. So I'd encourage you to do that if you are concerned.
Good advice. What are the numbers?
At the moment, the Dow Jones is a little bit weak, actually. It's down 0.7%, 272 points, 38,796. The S&P 500 is bouncing around, actually. It's down 5 points at the moment, 5,300. And the NASDAQ is up 69 points, 0.41%, 16,989. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 0.75%, 8,254. The Nikkei lost small, actually, 0.11%, 38,855. Shanghai Composite down just under 0.5%, 3,109. The Australasian markets were weaker yesterday, 7,766, the close on the ASX 200. That was down 0.28%, and we lost 0.63%. on the NZX 50, 11,682. Kiwi dollar is hanging in there against the US at 0.6141, 0.9232 against the Aussie, 0.5652 euro, 0.4811 pounds, 96.47 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,358 and Brent crude, $84.
Righto, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.